This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hong Kong police are blaming protesters for escalating and illegal violent acts, while a group of pro-democracy lawmakers say it was police actions that were totally unnecessary after clashes at the 12th weekend of demonstrations. VOA's Peter McLeod has more.
As Hong Kong protesters hurled objects at police late Sunday and early Monday, several police officers drew their weapons and one fired a warning shot into the air, according to a statement from the city's police force. It was the first time police have used live rounds during the protests. The protesters say they are demonstrating against what they see as an erosion of rights under the one country, two systems arrangement under which Beijing assumed control of the territory. The protests in the major Asian finance center are the biggest threat to peace there since Britain handed over control of Hong Kong to China in 1997. Peter McLeod, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump says China has reached out to resume trade negotiations, a move that comes after the two nations announced their latest round of reciprocal tariff hikes. He called the willingness to resume talks a very positive development.
They want to make a deal. They just came out and they want calm. And that's a great thing, frankly. And one of the reasons that he's a great leader, President Xi, and one of the reasons that China's a great country is they understand how life works.
His comments follow those by China's top trade negotiator, who says China is willing to negotiate with the United States to end the ongoing trade battle and that China opposes the escalation of the trade war. The developments did little to soothe major stock markets in Japan, China, and Hong Kong, which all traded down Monday. U.S. stock futures are up sharply on the news. For all the latest news whenever you need it, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. G7 leaders are closing their summit today with discussions about the climate and digital transformation. Mr. Trump downplayed any sense of tension between himself and French President Emmanuel Macron after the French leader met Sunday with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif.
He asked me, I said, if you want to do that, that's okay. I don't consider that disrespectful at all, especially when he asked me for approval.
Iran and the United States have been in a state of heightened strained relations since Trump withdrew last year from the international agreement that restrained Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Trump then added more sanctions, particularly targeting Iran's key oil sector that had badly harmed the country's economy. He says all leaders of G7 countries are firm on keeping Iran from becoming a nuclear power.
We're probably in a much better position now than at any time during the negotiation.
In other news from the summit, the G7 countries have agreed to an immediate $20 million fund to help Amazon countries fight wildfires. A former Republican congressman is launching a challenge to President Trump for the 2020 Republican presidential nomination. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
Conservative radio host and former Republican congressman Joe Walsh says he's running against President Trump because he fears what would happen should Trump win a second term.
I think the country can survive Trump's four-year tantrum. But you give this guy another 4 years in the White House?
Walsh tells ABC This Week that Trump is unfit.
He's nuts. He's erratic. He's cruel. He stokes bigotry. He's incompetent.
The radio host, who served one term in the House, joins former Massachusetts Governor William Weld as Republican challengers to the president. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Drug overdose deaths in New York City declined slightly last year, but officials say far too many are still dying. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Statistics show 1,444 fatal overdoses citywide last year, down 2.6% from 2017, according to data from the Health Department. Drug deaths had been rising since 2010. The numbers mirror what appears to be a national trend. The CDC said last month that preliminary numbers show drug deaths last year likely fell for the first time in nearly three decades. The city health commissioner calls the decrease promising, but adds far too many New Yorkers are still dying. The U.S. has been experiencing its deadliest drug overdose epidemic, fueled by an opioid abuse crisis. Julie Walker, New York.
Heavy rainfall and flash floods have killed more than 60 people in Sudan and left nearly 100 injured, the official Sunna news agency reported on Sunday. Sudan has been hit by torrential rain since the start of July. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.